Good morning. This is the Faith Builders program coming to you from Oasis Christian Center, a family church in Smith Station, Alabama. We invite you to listen to Pastor Rock as he ministers the Word of God to us. Our church is a non-denominational Word of Faith church. We hope that this program is a blessing to you and that you will tell your friends and relatives to tune in. Now here is Pastor Rock.
That was beautiful. Wow. So beautiful. Let's just go to the Lord in prayer. There's a sweet presence of God in here. Father, we just plead the blood of Jesus over the rest of this service. And Father, we just thank you that the eyes of our understanding are enlightened according to the hope of your calling. We thank you for revelation knowledge. We thank you that the word of the Lord will have free course in our midst. We thank you for strong utterance and strong anointing, and that your people make a strong drawing on the anointing of God. I thank you for answers coming in your presence this day. I declare we receive revelation knowledge this day, and it gets down deeper on the inside of us. In Jesus' name, amen. And all of you in the sanctuary today, I'm going to encourage y'all, if you will, to really make a drawing on the anointing. You'll affect the rest of this service as you make a drawing. You make a pulling for God to speak to you. You're receiving the word, and I'm telling you, it makes a big effect on the word going forth. What I'm teaching today, and I felt this strongly in the early part of the week, and as I've been studying, I just get more and more revelation of it. Three keys to supernatural safety. And I'm going to tell you what the keys are going into this today. Normally, I don't do it that way. Normally, I might say three keys or five keys or seven keys. And sometimes there's eight. Sometimes there's six. Sometimes I get the number wrong. So this time I'm pretty sure believing that it's three keys to supernatural safety. I'm sure there's a lot more out there, but we're going to really focus in on three. The first one is declare the promises of God out loud. The second one is abide in the secret place. And the third one is follow the promptings and impressions of the Spirit. And I'm going to go over those, and you'll hear those three keys over and over. So I want to read you Psalms 91, 1 and 2 in the Amplified Classic. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall remain stable and fixed under the shadow of the Almighty, whose power no foe can withstand. I will say of the Lord. Now here's a key. We must say, not only do we know the promises, we've heard the promises, we've read them over and over, but we must put those promises in our mouth for them to be effective the way God wants them to be effective. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge, my fortress, my God. On Him I lean and rely, and on Him, in Him, I confidently trust. Now, the promise is voice activated. Okay, like if you've got a Siri in your house, you can say, Siri, Alexa, whatever, you can say, Alexa, play instrumental Christian music. And all of a sudden, she'll find instrumental Christian music and she'll start playing it for you. But it's voice activated. You don't type anything in, you just say it with your voice. Or you could say, play, Alexa, play Lean On Me. The funny thing is, anybody that's got an Alexa and they're listening to this today, the Alexa's doing things for them right now because it's hearing a command and it's doing those commands. It's playing. It first started playing instrumental Christian music. Now it's starting to find, you know, Lean On Me. But you must say what you want, not what you don't want. So we don't need to speak what we're afraid of. And every one of us sometimes has done that. Every one of us, and more than we would like to admit, and in some cases it just comes out of us because it's in us. Sometimes it's bred in us. I want to read you Psalms 91, 3 and 4, the Amplified Classic. For then He will deliver you from the fowler and from the deadly pestilence. For then. Okay, now here's a revelation. For when. What's He saying here? He had said, I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge, my fortress, my God. In Him I lean and rely on Him, and I confidently trust. For then, talking about after you say it, He will deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the deadly pestilence. So after you say it, There's a power that goes forth. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. They that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. So if we say what the Word of God says, it's got great power, and that promise is activated in our life. For then He will cover you with His pinions, and under His wings shall you trust and find refuge. His truth and His faithfulness are a shield and a buckler. Okay, so say the promises from the Scriptures, or say things in line with the Scriptures. If you're speaking something totally in line with the Scriptures, that's got power behind it. One of the things that we say a lot, we don't say it every day, but we say it quite often, I go out safely and I return home safely. I go out in peace and I come home in peace. And nothing and no one steals my peace today. That's straight in line with the Word of God, and I promise you it's got great power released when I say it. It's a lot better than saying something negative or, you know, something that's going on in this world. In the Message Bible, I didn't realize how scriptural that was. In the Message, Psalms 121, 7 and 8 says, God guards you from every evil. He guards your very life. He guards you when you leave and when you return. He guards you now. He guards you always. I want to read the same set of scriptures in the Passion Translation. He's protecting you from all danger, both day and night. He will keep you from every form of evil or calamity as He continually watches over you. Get this, you will be guarded by God Himself. You will be safe when you leave your home, and safely you will return. I like this translation of it, this Passion. He will protect you now, and He'll protect you forevermore. And the scripture we already quoted was Proverbs 18:21. Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. So if we want fruit of life, we'll speak words of life. We want fruit of protection, supernatural protection. That's what we've got to speak. We've got to be very careful and guard our mouth not to say, you know, sometimes we get caught up in talking like the world, and we'll say something, a death word, or you know, we'll speak death over a situation, or, you know, not meaning to, but we'll say, you've got to be careful in this situation as you're driving, or you'll be killed. That the you'll be killed doesn't need to be in that sentence. It needs to be eradicated from our thing. There's a lot of reasons we need to drive safely, because God will protect us if we'll drive safely. A lot of times we violate safety laws, and that'll answer a lot of things for a lot of people. You know, if you're going 110 miles an hour down a road and you have a wreck, well, you violated some safety laws there, and it opened the door. Can you see that? It opened the door for the enemy to step in and maybe take their life or do whatever. So we got to not be foolish, and we got to be careful of our other actions. As we abide in Him, we are consciously and unconsciously led by the Spirit of God. I know one of the sayings that we've said, I've refined this. I am always, I've added this word always, I heard somebody else speak it, and now I'm putting it on everything I say. I am always in the right place at the right time. And you know, God is confirming that. We'll go somewhere, we'll go to get a test run or something, and they'll say, wow, did you come at the right time? We'll show up at a restaurant. They said, you picked the perfect time. We were in the drive-thru the other day, and somebody said, you picked the perfect time. There's nobody here right now. This is the perfect time. I was thinking, you're confirming the word with signs following, because that's what we're speaking. I didn't tell her. I didn't know if she'd understand it. But we're always in the right place at the right time. The more I say it, the more I get in the Spirit, the more it gets bigger inside of me, and it comes out of me. It'll manifest quicker. It'll manifest in more power, if you will. I'm always in the right place at the right time. And as we abide in Him, we are consciously and unconsciously led to safe places, to safe times, and to safe people. And I say this a lot, and I pray this over our family a lot, because, you know, you got to be very careful. Some places are not safe, or they're not safe today, because there's an incident that the enemy is going to do. On the way here this morning, I passed the gas station that I get gas at all the time. And as I passed that gas station, they've got three police cars surrounding one car. I don't know if it was a robbery or what it was, but it wasn't a pretty sight, because they completely surrounded this car with their vehicles. I can guarantee you it wasn't just he was out of gas. It was something going on at that gas station. Well, you know, you could be at a place and be at the wrong place at the wrong time because of something that you're saying. You and I
are setting spiritual laws in motion to work against us or to work for us. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. They set in motion spiritual laws. So saying I'm always in the right place at the right time, that enacts a good law. Psalms 37:23 in the King James says, "The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way." That's Psalms 37:23. That's the King James. My steps are ordered by God to save people. We are hidden from drive-by shootings and random acts of violence and planned acts of violence. We're moved out of the way of evil people with evil plans. We're hidden from evil people with evil plans. We're hidden from the conspiracies of the wicked. That's all in line with the Word of God. Some of it is straight Scripture. I'm telling you, these things need to be coming out of our mouth. And I'm not talking about just when we encounter a situation that we think is not safe. They need to be coming out of our mouth all the time, because then it's going to get down in our spirit. I'm not talking about memorizing the Word. I'm really talking about speaking in line with the Word and letting that Word get so much in us that that's what pops out of us. I know I've given this illustration over and over, and I believe the Holy Spirit just illuminated again. I have something later in this, but I need to go ahead. We were on a vacation, and we were going to go hear Kenneth Hagin Sr. And it was in some place in North Carolina. I'd never been there, and we'd never been there, and we were just looking forward to it. And as we're going, there's two things on this list that I realized that I bypassed. One is I set the plans up, and I felt like it was the right thing, and we did it. And then I altered those plans back by a day or two. I pulled them back this way because I wanted to spend more time in this location just to, you know, goof off and just have fun. And so I altered it. But if I really am honest, I had a little bitty check in my spirit about it. And I shouldn't have altered that. I should have just let it go and the way it was. But then we took the trip, and then I wasn't driving at my best. Now, how many of you know, guys or ladies, if you're not driving at your best, your spouse is going to let you know you're not driving at your best. And Pastor Sharon was letting me know in a kind way that I wasn't driving at my best, but I didn't take it in such a kind way. She was saying it right. I took it wrong. And we got into strife over her talking about my driving. I didn't like what she was saying. She was totally 100% true about what she was saying. She was trying to get me to be more cautious, but I threw caution to the wind. I was driving too fast. I was being careless is what I was being doing. And so we were in strife, and I had ignored one of the promptings. We're on the way, get this now, to the Kenneth Hagin meeting that's going to be for 3 days. That's got to be putting God first in one aspect, but you still have to take the leading of the Spirit. Okay, so we crossed these other two things, and then I pulled out in front of a car because I was driving recklessly and wrong, and we got blindsided. I mean, it was totally my fault, and I wound up with some stitches in my head, my hard head, that I needed, and Pastor Sharon and Benjamin were not touched, and she was actually holding Benjamin, and you should never be holding a child in the car, and, you know, because they'll tell you that you're going to, you know, the child's going to be thrown out of your arms and stuff. And we weren't thinking about it. You know, we're thinking we're fixing to be at our destination. And anyway, so we got involved in this wreck. That wreck could have been prevented if I'd have obeyed that one prompting and if we hadn't got in strife, because those two things opened the door for the enemy to come in and to steal, kill, and to destroy, because that's what he does, John 10:10. It's not the Lord doing it, it's the devil doing it. His method of operation is to steal, to kill, and to destroy. And I opened the door for him by getting into strife, and I opened the door for him by not being sensitive to the Spirit and going a couple of days ahead of time when I didn't have that perfect peace about it. Now, Revelations 12:11, this is King James. Thank y'all for the way you're drawing, by the way. I mean it. Revelations 12:11 in the King James, and they overcame him, it's talking about the enemy, by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. Now that was King James. I want to read it to you in the Good News Bible, because this speaks to me so strong. Our brothers and sisters won the victory over him, talking about the devil, by the blood of the Lamb and by the truth which they proclaimed. the truth that they're saying. They're saying scriptures. They're speaking words or sayings in line with the scriptures. And that's what, that's how they got the victory over the enemy. So we know if you're confessing Psalms 91 and Isaiah 54 and 17 and all kind of protection scriptures, just like I said, but if you've got a boatload of arguing and strife in your life, you need to get that strife out, because you're going to open the door to the devil, and he's going to knock your lights out, or he's going to try. Been there, done that. Now, and the scripture on that is James 3:16, King James, for where envying and strife is, there is confusion in every evil work. So that can hinder or give the devil a loophole to stop those protection scriptures from working the way they're designed to work. The Word of God is designed, it's going to accomplish what it's sent to accomplish. If it says, no weapon formed against you will prosper, according to Isaiah 54 and 17, then no weapon formed against you will prosper. But there are things that we can do on our end or not do on our end, and not be as sensitive as we should be, and we can mess that scripture up from working in our life. So it's good to speak the word. We believe in that. But we must also obey any promptings or impressions that we get in the spirit. And this one was really kind of like hammered down on me this whole week. I mean, I love it when I can meditate the sermon all week. It just helps me so much. So not only must we declare the word, the promises of safety, which are alive and full of power, or sayings in line with the word, and we always must abide in the secret place. Now, the secret place of the Most High, that's a real close place. If I'm going to dwell under, let's just say, Ish and his shadow, if I'm going to be under his shadow, I might have to be pretty close to Ish. You understand? I mean, I'm going to have to be right up under his feet almost in some instances, where the shadow, sometimes it's, you know, cast a long shadow, and sometimes it doesn't. But in order to be under that, that's what it's saying is safety. It's close proximity to the Lord. Your relationship with the Lord is so close that you're unconsciously led to be in safe places. You're unconsciously, your steps are ordered. You don't even know that your steps are being ordered to safety. You don't even know you were being led away from that gas station where they were holding them up, and you would have been shot and killed. You don't know what things that the enemy has planned for us to get into, but we're not getting into, because we're abiding in that secret place and we're declaring the Word of God. So the other thing in this is we must always, just like I said, we must follow the promptings and impressions of the Spirit. So maybe you're going to go eat at a restaurant. That's a natural thing. That's a great thing. And you're prompted by the Holy Spirit, don't go there today. Then if you feel that in your spirit, don't go there today. Because there's a reason for it. Maybe you were going to get food poisoning in that restaurant. Maybe there was some, you know, violent altercation that was going to happen. The enemy had planned at that restaurant. Just obey that prompting. The more we obey that prompting, the more we will stay in a safe place. Because that prompting is going to keep us safe. That prompting is coming because we're declaring, I go out in safety and I return home in safety. I go out in peace and I return home in peace. And that prompting is because of what we've been saying. So the Holy Spirit is giving us this prompting to protect us and make that word come to pass. So He will direct our, because of that prompting, and because of what we're saying, He'll direct our steps away from evil, away from unsafe people, away from unsafe times to safe times. He may lead you to change from one airplane flight to another one. He may say, go this way home today, don't go this way. Go this way to work today, don't go this way. Or you may have a peace about going at a certain time and doing something. Flow with that peace. That peace is your umpire. It guards you. It helps you order your steps. So we have to make sure the timing is right. Don't force the timing. So many times we want to force the timing. Pastor Rock has forced the timing, and I tell you, it always bit me when I forced the timing, because it's not the thing to do. You understand? I'm not ahead and I'm not behind, but I'm always right on time. I promise you that's gonna keep you. Now you could make plans and you're praying about your plans, and there could be a delay in your plans. Have you considered it could be a God delay? It could be the only reason that delay happened was because you've been praying about it, and the Holy Spirit's trying to keep you safe. He's trying to keep you in more prosperous. Maybe you're going to do something and it's going to cost you a lot of money. Maybe you're going to be involved in an accident or wreck and you wouldn't have to be like we were. So it could be a God delay. Your steps are ordered by the Lord. So if you're going somewhere, you're flying somewhere, and you got a prompting to change flights, obey that prompting. It may save your life. If you don't have a special prompting to anything different, cover the flight, plead the blood of Jesus, declare 1,000 will fall at your side and 10,000 at your right hand, but it will not come nigh you. Now I'm quoting Psalms 91 and 7 and 8. This is the Amplified Bible. 1,000 will fall at your side and 10,000 at your right hand, but it will not come near you. Only a spectator, oh I love this part right here, only a spectator shall you be yourself inaccessible in the secret place of the Most High. What does inaccessible mean? It means the devil wants to get you. He wants to kill you. He wants to steal from you. He wants to destroy you and your family. But you're inaccessible because you've been abiding in the secret place. You've surrounded yourself with those scriptures, and now you're obeying those promptings. He can't touch you. Whew. I love it. Only a spectator shall you be yourself inaccessible in the secret place of the Most High as you witness the reward of the wicked. Okay, now, there may be things, like we said in the beginning, there may be things that we have a tendency to be tempted or afraid of. Okay, don't speak those things out. Because by voicing fears, it gives them power over us. Fear opens the door to the lying imaginations of the enemy. So when you and I begin to speak God's word, His promises, we give voice to our faith. Okay, now I'll give you an example I read, and I thought this was so good. This lady is on this airplane, and she's taking this flight to wherever, and they paused the airplane on the runway, and they said there's something they're going to have to check, and it was the kind of lengthy thing, and you know, whatever, and she already had a check in her spirit about it. And this other lady on the plane had the same check. They didn't know each other. They were going through the same thing, identical circumstance. And so they said, well, we're fixing to resume going. We're going now. And she jumped up out of her seat. She got in the aisleway. And she said, I'm getting off this plane. And people thought that she was a fanatic. Because she's in the aisleway. She said, I had a dream. And she said, I dreamed that the engine fell off this plane when we got in the air. And she said, you know, basically she was ignoring that prompting. She said, I'm getting off this plane. They said, you ain't getting off the plane. We've taken the time now and where you going. And she said, I ain't going. She said, y'all might be going, but I'm getting off this plane. And, you know, it was taxing to go. She said, I guarantee you I'm getting off this plane. And she's in front of all these people getting everybody, you know, stoked up. And they think she's a crazy woman. And finally, they had to go and tell the pilot. What she said she had a dream, and she's going to get off this plane because the plane is going to crash. The engine's going to fall off this plane, and it's going to crash, and she dreamed that. And she said she ain't being on this plane. She don't care what y'all say. And the pilot, being, I guess, a very sensitive to the Spirit, I don't even know if he was born again, but he was sensitive, and he paused for a minute, and he sent somebody out. He said, I want you to check the engine. They checked the engines. There was a crack around the engine. The engine was going to fall off the plane. Okay? They acknowledged that what she said was correct. She had followed that prompting. Okay, now, she looked like a fool when she followed that prompting. Sometimes we look like a fool in certain circumstances. God doesn't say, you know, you're always going to look right in order, you know, to get supernatural protection. No, we're going to look like, sometimes we're the weirdest person in the room. Sometimes, you know, y'all know what I'm talking about. Anyway, she saved the lives of everybody on that plane. You know, because they grounded that plane and wouldn't let it go nowhere, and she got off the plane. Well, I just think that was so cool. There was another lady on the plane, and she'd been praying because she had a great fear about being on planes. And she said, Lord, I don't know if it's my fear speaking or you're speaking. And I don't know if you're giving me a witness. There's something wrong, but this time I feel something different, but I don't know that it's true. And before that lady ever jumped up, this other lady was having the same impression. And then when this lady did this and this happened, she realized, that's the reason it was different. I felt it different. It was different in my spirit. Okay, now can you see, even though She could have been saying those scriptures, "No weapon formed against me shall prosper," Isaiah 54 and 17. She could have been saying Psalms 91 about supernatural protection, even though she's saying those scriptures. But if she's not obeying those promptings, she'd have died with the rest of them. Can you understand that? Everybody on that plane would have died. So it's very important that we follow those promptings. Three keys to supernatural safety. Declare the promises of God out loud. Abide in the secret place and follow the promptings or impressions of the Spirit. Now, I ask you a question. Did you know that the angels of God keep you safe? The angels hearken to the voice of His Word. So when you and I speak the Word, the angels hearken to that word. If we're speaking a word of safety, we're speaking a word of 1,000 will fall at my side and 10,000 at my right hand, but it'll not come near me or my family. When we say that, when we say no weapon formed against us will prosper, and every tongue that rises against us in judgment shall be shown to be in the wrong. And I know I can't get into it, but a lot of weapons that are formed against us are words that the enemy has got people on this earth speaking against us or against the work that God's doing. So when we say, "I go out safely and I return home safely," the angels have an assignment to make that come to pass. I'm telling you, if we say, "I tell you, I'm afraid of getting on that plane, but if I get on that plane, I know I'm going to die. I know that plane's going to come down. You better watch it. Those are death words. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. Don't let that come out your mouth." I mean it. Don't let that come out your mouth, because it's going to produce an outcome that you don't want. See, spiritual things, spiritual laws produce life and they produce death. Okay, if you look in Deuteronomy 28, it talks about life or death is set before you. You choose life. He told us what to choose. Choose life. But it's up to us what we choose. It's up to us what we speak. Psalms 103 and 20. Bless affectionately, gratefully praise the Lord, you His angels, you mighty ones who do His commandments, hearkening to the voice of His word. In other words, they stand up. I mean, that's an exaggeration. They're probably already standing. But they stand to attention. They just heard the word of God. Now they're hearkening to it. Wait a minute. I just heard that believer say, "No weapon formed against them will prosper, and every tongue that rises against them in judgment shall be shown to be in the wrong." I'm fixing to come to their aid. I don't care what it is the enemy has planned against them. I heard them say this. They said it out loud. They said it with their mouth. They said it in faith, and they're abiding in the secret place, and they're following their promptings, if they had any promptings. And now I'm going to hearken to the voice of that word. I'm going to make sure. Let me give you something, just a quick little side journey. You got an angel. If you're born again, you've got an angel. It's been with you your whole life. The Bible does not declare that your angel ever left you when you were born. Every believer was assigned an angel. You've got an angel with you right now. And sometimes our angels, they're not busy. And it's because we're not making them busy. They want to be busy. But sometimes we ain't saying anything to make them busy. They want to be very busy. I got to tell you, my angels are real busy. They're real busy. They're probably like, "I wish I had somebody else assigned to me, because I'm constantly working here, flying there, doing this, doing that." I'm telling you, he's saying the word. Oh, every time. Oh, my goodness. Can't we shut him up? Never mind. I'm sure they wouldn't be talking like that. "But he shall give his angels a special charge over you to accompany and defend you and preserve you in all your ways." This is Psalms 91, 11, and 12, Amplified Classic. "In all your ways of obedience and service." Why did it say obedience and service? I just saw that for the first time. Because if you're in disobedience, they can't do it. Whew. If you're in willful disobedience, it prevents. Just like we talked about the strife and the arguing and stuff. We're crossing over in an area that the enemy has a loophole to bust us. "They shall bear you up on their hands lest you dash your foot against a stone." Can I go just a hair more? Just a hair more. Ken Carden, the man that nobody ever sees, is in the back of this building. It's Betty's husband. He's in audio. You can't see him now. He's there, but he's always there. That would be Ken Carden's motto. He's there. He's there. You don't see him, but he's there. He's been there all this time that we've had the church. He's always been there. But Ken Carden, I know I tell it a lot, but I can't help it. It's so good. Ken Carden had a dream about a road on his way to work. This was a few years ago. And he dreamed that a car sped through an intersection and it caused destruction. It was really with his car. And so when he got to that intersection, he paused. He got to the intersection that he saw in the dream. He knew the intersection that he saw. He goes to work. He, at that time, before he was retired, he went to work every day the same way. He knew that where it was and everything. But when he came to that intersection, he said, "I'm pausing today." And when he paused, a car sped through that intersection. And it would have hit him had he not paused. Can you see that? He could have been speaking anything about the word that he wanted to speak, but he still had to obey that prompting, that impression, in order to keep him safe. He was prompted by a dream to keep him safe. Obeying that prompting could have possibly saved his life. So it's not just the scriptures we confess, we still have to obey the promptings. And I know I've been saying this scripture a lot. I'm coming to an end. This is my first closing. We'll have 17. This is Isaiah 54 and 17, Amplified Classic. Y'all know I've been saying it all morning. "But no weapon that is formed against you shall prosper." Now, if you really look this scripture up, I'm going to just touch it for a second. If you really look this scripture up and you're involved in any kind of lawsuit, you need to look this scripture up in other translations. Because one of them said that you're going to come out on top on any kind of lawsuit. I mean, I don't have it with me this morning. I did print it out, but it printed it the wrong direction. I don't understand anything about this stuff. So I didn't bring it because it would have hung out of my book like that. "But no weapon that is formed against you shall prosper, and every tongue that shall rise against you in judgment, you shall show to be in the wrong. This peace, this righteousness, this security, this triumph over opposition is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, those in whom the ideal servant of the Lord is reproduced. This is the righteousness or vindication which they attain from me. This is which I impart to them as their justification, saith the Lord." So we said, I'm going to say it again. There's three keys to supernatural safety. Declare the promises of God out loud. Abide in the secret place. And follow the promptings or impressions of the Spirit. Can y'all take just a hair more? Just a hair. I've got two little pages, and I felt like I needed to get here today. And I know it's been lengthy, but here's where I needed to be. As a parent or a grandparent, in your prayers, you have prayer assignments over your children, over your grandchildren. Okay, they're your bloodline. The devil don't like covenant, okay? And they're your blood covenant, you understand? And so cover the schools, the kindergartens, the daycares that your children and your grandchildren go to. This is an assignment from God for you. I mean, you know where a school shooting shouldn't happen? Where your child is at. You know where it shouldn't happen? A daycare that your child is at. Why? Because you got spiritual authority there. Your bloodline is in that school. So that gives you a realm of authority over that school. What the enemy is trying to do, you have a legal right, you have legal access to stop him by saying, 1,000 will fall at our side and 10,000 at our right hand, but it ain't happening to my children, it ain't happening to my grandchildren. I plead the blood of Jesus over that school. I declare any enemy, any assignment, any plan, plot, scheme of the enemy that tries to come in to cause to steal, kill, and to destroy in that school, I declare they're caught before they even get through the doors. They're caught. They're illuminated to the authorities, the proper authorities. So cover the schools, kindergartens, daycares that your children and grandchildren go to. Plead the blood of Jesus over those schools. Plead the blood of Jesus over your children and grandchildren. That's your bloodline. You have spiritual authority there. Declare the word over them. Angels hearken to the voice of your word. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God.
We thank you for listening to today's program. We believe that Jesus died for our sins and that He has sanctified us for eternity. We desire that all come to the knowledge of Him as their personal Savior. If you have accepted Jesus as Savior through this broadcast, or if you wish more information, we would love to hear from you. Contact us at Oasis Christian Center, Post Office Box 246, Smith Station, Alabama, 36877, phone 334-520-6060, 7538 or email at oasischristiancenter@ctvea.net. You can visit our website at oasisfamilychurch.net. For those of you on Facebook, we do have Facebook Live every Wednesday and Sunday, Wednesday night 7 p.m. and on Sunday at 10:30. You may reach us by Oasis Christian Center, a family church, Smith Station, Alabama. We'd also like to give you the opportunity to sow a seed into the ministry. You may text to give at 334-274-7885. Online giving, acionlinegiving.com/4832. Or you may mail to Post Office Box 246, Smith Station, Alabama 36877. Until next time, God bless you, and Jesus is Lord.